So again, before we get to neoadjuvant therapy, just to touch base about adjuvant therapy, where you are today with that decision and selection of therapy.
I have to sort of stand on a soapbox a little bit and say that FOLFIRINOX should really be the standard of care because of the evidence that came out a year ago in 2018. You know, we had the best outcomes essentially ever in adjuvant therapy with FOLFIRINOX. It was a well-selected patient population with a CA19-9 going into the operation of less than 180, but nevertheless, you know, a 54-month median overall survival is remarkable in the resected patient population. I thought that we were going to see similar data come for GEM-NAB-PAC, and so I was pretty disappointed by the presentation, the results of the APAC study that did not show a statistically significant improvement in their primary endpoint of progression-free survival. There's a lot of nuances to the study and to the presentation, and I think, you know, Margaret Tempero did a great job really trying to tease out what we learned from that study. But at the end of the day, it was a negative study. And I think if the patients can tolerate FOLFIRINOX, I'm using FOLFIRINOX. For the patient who clearly can't tolerate FOLFIRINOX, I'm sticking with the other level one evidence that we have, which is gemcitabine, capecitabine.
What's your explanation for why GEM-NAB didn't seem to work in the adjuvant setting?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of theories out there. I think that there could be some argument that not every regimen that works in the metastatic setting necessarily works in the adjuvant setting. We know this with irinotecan for colorectal cancer. I certainly wish it had been a positive study. It was a well-done study. You know, maybe they could have done different statistics, and maybe the overall survival benefit would have proven out to be real. But, you know, that's sort of second-guessing retrospectively.